morning, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave us, become groom of the stool, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
That's right! That's a job! Back in what, 1800s?
Mm-hmm. Like the 1500s.
1500s? Oh yeah, even further back. Wow. Well, good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Happy Friday, Holly Roberts.
Hear ye!
And happy Friday to all of you on this Friday, March 15th, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your weekend. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Dumbstruck Day. Welcome to Everything You Think Is Wrong Day. Welcome to the Ides of March. Welcome to International Eat an Animal Because It'll Annoy PETA Day. Welcome to National Brutus Day. Welcome to Egg Cream Day. Welcome to Peanut Lovers Day. Welcome to National Preschool Teachers Appreciation Day.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to Shoe the World Day. Everyone should have shoes. Welcome to the UK's Red Nose Day. Welcome to True Confessions Day. World Consumer Rights Day. And welcome to a day that's important to us, World Sleep Day.
Cheers. Yes! Cheers!
Yay! Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
I'd like to add one today.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Today is also my parents' 49th wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yes. Salute! Mom and Dad, happy anniversary.
49?
49 years.
How did they meet?
Blind date with my aunt, my mom's sister, and her then husband.
Oh.
Who was my dad's bunkmate. My dad was a Marine.
Yeah.
And they were training in San Diego.
And where they reside to this right now. Yeah.
Yep. Where they are now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Wow. A blind date.
I know, right? Pretty cool.
Did they know right away?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's what they say, at least. She said, yeah. I saw him, and I mean, I see pictures of them. I can see why. My mom had beautiful hair down past her butt cheeks.
Yeah.
And my dad was a Marine, so, you know.
I think I've seen a picture of your parents when they were young. You've shown me, yeah. Well, I mean, hello. He was a Marine for heaven.
Yeah.
Mom is beautiful now, so, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 49 years. It's a big 40. One next year. Wow.
You guys going to do a big thing for the 50th, probably?
I think so. Yeah. Start planning now, I think.
Yeah. Oh, believe me. Yeah. Start. it sneaks up on you, believe
right.
me.
Right. Yeah, yours is coming up.
Yeah. It seemed like I was just telling this story a couple days ago. It seemed like so long ago that, why am I suddenly hearing myself back? Oh, that's weird. Something just happened. I'm hearing myself back twice. Oh, it's Kenny. It's Kenny's studio. I can hear his scanners.
Okay. Oh.
Well.
I'm hearing all the scanner chatter from Kenny's town. It's a very active morning in Kenny's studio.
But a lot going on the roads.
A lot going
yeah,
in.
That
so.
I don't know if I can do anything about, but let's.
Yeah. Well, let me just toss
turn
you
it down,
Alexis.
Kenny. Yeah. Turn it down,
Kenny, because you're literally blasting your studio.
Oh no!
Well, let's do this so I can maybe take my headphones off for a minute. I saw this advertised, and I think I want to get one. Wendy's is they. Oh, I gotta take that off. Wendy's is testing or doing a new specialty frosty.
Yes, they are an orange creamsicle. Frosty that will be, let's see, gosh, let me get my story open here. Sorry about that. I just want to make sure I get the dates right here. That's my only problem. Because this can, yeah, I had to restart this baby. Okay, Wendy's creamsicle. Is it available right now?
It's gone now, Holly, by the way. It just left, whatever happened.
Oh, it's for spring here. Oh, good, good, good. You like a creamsicle, don't you, Jace?
I do.
I love it, too. It's funny, because so after the show, you know, I'm in our little little area there, and Don and Mike were in there talking about it, and they were both like, ew, gross, yucky, yucky. And I'm like, guys, that sounds delicious. And then we figured out that they both had like really bad childhood creamsicle stories. And that's what happened.
Don and Mike?
Both of them.
Oh, did it involve puke?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, go ahead and eat as much as you want. And then, yeah. And so they both, for different reasons, but from their childhood, were like, that sounds terrible. But I've always had really good memories of orange creamsicle. So yeah. I cannot wait to try this. It mixes their Frosty with orange cream. And so it will temporarily join the chocolate Frosty on the menu. So that's pretty cool. This is their first holiday-inspired treat, which, I guess they did that in November with their pumpkin spice, and that was such a success.
It was dreadful.
Oh, well, people really liked it, though.
I know. I'm saying personally for me, my review was horrible. It had that fake, throat coating. It tasted like a candle. It tasted like a melted Yankee candle in ice cream. It was disgusting.
Ew. Ugh.
It was really, I'm not kidding. It was just really gross. Ugh. Anyway, okay. This one sounds perfect.
Doesn't it? Okay. And it will be available March 19th. That's the date I was looking for. So.
Oh, okay.
On Tuesday. Forth and get an iconic orange creamsicle Frosty at Wendy's.
You know what people are still freaking out over? I've gotten a couple emails about it, I got one text message from my sister-in-law because we mentioned it here on our show.
What's that?
Is that cake, the confetti dipped cone at Dairy Queen?
Oh, yes.
People are really, really enjoying that.
Slam dunk to me.
I've seen it a couple people on Facebook, like just rando, not even necessarily my talkers, but just people that I have seen on Facebook. People are really liking this specialty. I imagine it maybe is like a cake batter tasting dip, but it has confetti. Mm. So kids love it. And it's weird looking because the ice cream is obviously white and then the dippins is white. So it doesn't look like it has a coating on it, but it does because it's a white coating, but with sprinkles. So I really want to try that. Yeah, my sister-in-law Tammy said it's amazing.
Yum. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, looks delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. And that people are saying it's not overly sweet because you hear, and again, I'm just assuming it's a cake batter flavored. I don't know that, but I have heard that it's not overly sweet, gaggingly sweet. It's a mild flavor. It won't overwhelm you.
Perfect.
Because Dairy Queen soft serve is good all by itself. I don't really need a lot to make that delicious. So, no, that sounds good. But no, the Wendy's.
Yum, yum, yum.
Out of all the specialty ones, they had a peppermint one, too, during the holidays.
Yeah.
And the peppermint one was good, too.
Oh, I bet.
It was just that damn, and I know people loved it, but we did it as a, we did a little field trip over here at the TV show, and we all hated it. It wasn't just me. Kendall hated it. Jeff hated it. Photographer Eric hated it.
Oh, wow.
It really did. It was like, remember I told you, or maybe you were gone. I sat next to, I think you were, it was the I came back and you were gone. I sat next to a woman on a flight recently to San Diego who doused herself in basically everything in Sephora.
Oh,
and
no.
My throat was coated. I mean, it was so bad. My throat was coated. That's how I felt with the pumpkin spice. I felt like I had a candle coating on my after I had taken the bites. And everyone just kept going like this. Nobody on the staff liked it.
Well, let's hope that's not the case with this one. You're right.
Yeah. Oof. We'll try to try it this weekend and do a little taste test. So
that will be fun.
When we come back, we're going to do a little practice round because it is WTF day. Holly's going to tell you our enemies, our topic, and we're going to get our brains working. Stay with us.
Hands down, best in the Midwest. Highly recommend JTR Roofing for all your roofing needs. Great communication and extremely responsive. That is from Jill. And I love hearing that because I had a very similar experience working with JTR Roofing. We had problems with our roof, but with our soffit and fascia, the perimeter and undercarriage of our roof. Didn't know that was a thing, but we're really grateful that we got the work done a few years ago. And it also looks really nice on top of that. If you are having some issues with your roof, damaged, worn out, or beyond your roof, your exterior, JTR Roofing, they can help you out. Now, roofing is in the name, but they can help with your siding, gutters, any storm damage, windows, and multi-housing services too. So your home, your business, and beyond. So they've been locally owned and operated since 1992, getting it done. So give them a call, 651-777-7394, jtrroofinginc.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Live from beautiful Burbank, it's WTF. That's right. Practice round.
We got powered, this, Jace.
I hope so. Powered by our friends at Trivia Mafia. Check Trivia Mafia's social medias for an event near you, and one of those events just might feature Holly Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a little practice round. But first, Holly, who are the enemies today? And what is our category?
Well, Jason, your opponents this morning are Brittany and her sister, Lindsay.
Oh.
All right.
And your topic this morning is The Real Housewives.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
They're super fans.
They are. They're both super fans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well.
And you are too, Jace.
Well, I'm a super fan. This is where I could get us into trouble, is where I'm a super fan of a few franchises, and I am not familiar with how many franchises they are super fans of. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Because we don't watch Utah, right? We don't watch or Salt Lake City or Potomac. I know nothing about those ladies.
Nope. So they could get us there.
Yeah.
But I'm OG, so I will help in that way. So, Holly, should we get our brains going?
Let's do it. Let's warm it up. Mm-hmm. I think that this warm-up is going to be nice. It's going to build some confidence. And I have a feeling you guys are both going to do really well in this.
Okay. Thanks, Holly.
It's true. I think you guys are really going to knock these out of the park. Here's your first Real Housewives WTF warm-up question. Which designer was responsible for Alex McCord's shoes that Luann called a mistake?
Holly.
Who's that, Jace?
They were nicknamed Herman Munster shoes, but the real name is Louis Vuitton. Louis Vuitton.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Yay! Louis Vuitton.
You came stomping down here in your Herman Munster shoes. Yes. Yep. One of the best lines of any Real Housewives show. Yes.
Oh, all right. Great. You knew that one right away.
Yep.
Here's your next question. According to NeNe Leakes, which color refrigerator is not acceptable?
Oh, no. White? I don't know, Jace. Do you know?
I don't know this one.
Black?
Should we do white?
Yeah, I think white. Let's say final answer.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Going with your instinct was the right move.
Oh,
because,
nice.
Yes, it was Kenya Moore's house with a white refrigerator that NeNe Leakes made fun of.
Oh, okay. Oh, God, this is tough.
Wow.
Okay.
Here's another Real Housewives trivia question. Jason and Alexis warming up for this morning's weekly trivia face-off. What two things did Dorinda do in order to, quote, make it nice for her guests at Bluestone Manor?
What two things?
What two things?
I decorated. I can hear. I clean. Oh my God. I can hear. I made it nice. I cleaned. I cooked. Made me clean and cooked. Final answer.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, you were onto something at the beginning, Jason, because it was cooked and decorated.
Decorated. Yes.
She decorated.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I cooked. I decorated. I made it nice. She's crying because everyone was so ill-behaved at Bluestone Manor.
Oh, I felt so bad for her because nobody else had to host one at their house.
No, it's always them. And it was usually Bethany fighting with either Ramona, Countess Luann, or Carol. That was the way it went. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Moving on to another Real Housewives franchise in our next trivia question. Here you go, Jason and Alexis. Designer and former Real Housewives of Orange County cast member Lynn Curtin designed what kind of lovely accessories?
Oh, God.
Lynn Curtin designs what kind of lovely accessories?
Oh, my gosh.
Is it a bags, Lex?
It's either bags or like necklaces.
So maybe necklaces.
Let's go with bags. No, I was thinking.
No, let's go bags?
Yeah. Final answer, handbags.
The answer is cuff bracelets.
Oh.
Hella specific.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, we're warming up here.
Yeah, we are.
That's why we do this.
Yeah.
That's why we do this. Yes.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Here's another. Can you name a gentleman who has had romantic relationships with the most Housewives cast members?
Yes.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
Harry Dubin. Final answer from New York.
Oh, you think it's him?
Harry Dubin was four.
Yes.
So Harry Dubin had relationships with Aviva Drescher.
Mm-hmm.
Sonia Morgan.
Yep.
Countess Luann.
Yep.
And Ramona.
That's right, Jason. All
yes!
four.
Nice. I thought it was that smiley guy.
Oh, he had
Slade.
Two. Slade. Two.
Yeah, that was
because he was with Gretchen and then Joe.
Gretchen and
was it Joe at the very first season of Real Housewives of Orange County?
Right. I think so.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Harry Dubin.
Yeah,
he was married to Aviva. She had the prosthetic leg that she threw at a cocktail party.
Yep.
Hashtag true story. And then, he would sleep with Sonia on the regular. He dated Luann and dated Ramona. Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
Dude got around. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Speaking of Gretchen Rossi, we got a question about her. I think we have time for one more Real Housewives question before we go to break. Where did Gretchen Rossi vacation when her fiance was in the hospital?
Lex, I'm depending on you on this one.
Vacation. Oh my gosh. I'm going to say Miami. Final answer.
The answer is.
Sorry, Jace.
Bass Lake.
Oh, yeah. Well, never
Bass
gotten that.
Lake?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Yep. Mm.
Bass Lake?
Bass Lake.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, wasn't going anywhere.
You do you, boo boo.
So you guys did fantastic.
Bass. You know what? We did pretty good.
And
Bass
Lake's in California.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We did okay. Wow,
yeah,
Lex.
Look at that. Yeah.
Because you're gonna have to pick up the sticks.
Yeah.
The slack with Orange County.
Yes, I will do my best.
Yeah. And then you and I both know classic Atlanta.
Yep. Yep. And
Roni.
Beverly Hills.
And Beverly Hills. Yeah. So,
and Roni, yeah.
So, well, the only one, like you said, our blind spot. And I watched DC before it was canceled. So maybe they'll throw in a DC.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
We'll see. 8:30.
Because remember, the Party Crashers were on that season.
That's right.
Yeah, the Obama Party Crashers. 8:30 from Trivia Mafia, WTF. We'll be back right after this.
A Moment with Johnny Carson.
Next week on NBC, they're doing what they call, how many of you know what a crossover show is? Yeah, the stars from one television show to kind of boost the ratings of another show will cross over and appear in an episode of another network show. And they're doing that next week. The stars of Miami Vice. Bust the Golden Girls. For possession of a kilo of uncut kaopectate.
This has been a moment with Johnny Carson.
Boom. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk on this Friday, March 15th, 2024. Woo-hoo! Thanks for being here. Hope you have a good weekend. It's going to be a little chilly, I believe.
I was looking at that.
But again, everything's relative because this winter has been so out of whack thanks to El Nino.
Righto.
It's like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good. This weekend I'm talking. Well, tomorrow 45.
Right.
45. Oh my god, this
really cloudy. Windy, yeah, flurries, okay. But up north.
Yeah.
Says so. Cooler on Sunday. Chance of flurries, that's all right.
That's fine. It's March. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't really complain. It's funny, whenever I go to bingo.
Some corned beef and cabbage on Sunday.
That's right, because it's St. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. Amateur Day. Amateur Drinkers Day.
Yep.
That and New Year's. Every time I go to bingo and the number 45 comes up, they did exactly what Holly just did. The entire hall goes, 45.
You can't help it. It is your obligation whenever you hear that number that you have to say it that way.
It is funny. I wish I could collect. Every bingo caller has their own thing. My mother reminds me there was a gentleman named Fred who used to call bingo at the VFW. He was just a lovely man, a veteran, and he would call bingo, and he had different sayings that he would do for various numbers. Like for 11, he'd go, be 11 chicken legs, you know, you make a little chicken frog. I've learned over the years as I've played bingo at various places, everyone has their own thing. They make up little lines with different numbers. And here, especially because it's, you know, well, only here because of the jingle from our own company,
45. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we always think about one number in particular, of course, right?
69.
Yep.
Yeah, everyone goes, ooh.
Oh, 69.
And then the other one that pops up, I've seen it more than a couple places, is B11. B11. A couple callers do that. And I'm like, oh, okay. And the whole crowd does it. Anyway, don't know why I went off on that tangent. I apologize.
Well, and I'm here to tell you that next weekend.
Yeah.
Well, there's snow. There is snow in the forecast.
There's ice.
Now, yeah.
And ice, right.
Now, things could change because it's over a week away, but I'm letting you know. Yeah, and it's Minnesota, but if you think that we're done with snow accumulation,
nope.
Guess again.
Good. Kill off the mosquitoes that have managed to birth already.
Right?
Kill
those weird
dinosaur-looking
bugs.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's how you brought that lovely thing to us this week.
Oh, yucky.
What were they called?
Let me just Google what I did yesterday. Dinosaur looking insect. There we go. Wheel bugs.
Wheel bugs. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yucky.
Kids listening, if you don't want to be scared in the morning, don't Google that, because they're horrible looking insects.
Yeah. Dinosaur looking.
Yeah. A little pop of pop culture in our first hour. Mm-hmm. It seems like this has been going on for years. I thought speaking of housewives, I thought Bethany Frankel had a long divorce. Is Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's divorce, is that's not over yet?
No, but
what?
There's been a couple things. There's finally an end in sight. Now, remember, they split in 2016. So, of course, I know.
We've gone through two presidents.
Uh-huh. Sure have. Oh, my word. Well, it's a couple things. First is the children. And then the other thing is that winery the winery. So the children, it looks like the negotiation process, it's been agonizing. But they went through all the financial documents. Brad wants to move on with his life. You know, he's in a new relationship. And looks like Angelina will have primary custody of their three minor children.
Okay.
Brad's not thrilled about that, but he has agreed to it because it wasn't as bad as her getting full custody like she wanted. There was kind of a little half step in there. So that has been resolved. So that that's one thing. And then the other thing is, yes, in this court battle that they're having right now for this French vineyard. And, you know, it was kind of like she sold her part of it. And he said she wasn't supposed to do that without his at least him knowing, and who she sold it to was all a big deal. Well, he has now won the latest rounds of this legal battle. Now the judge says that he does have a right to take her to court for this, because before it was just like, is it even valid at all? And now, yeah, the judges say you can move forward with that. So now, I don't know if that has much to do with the eventual divorce. Like, the biggest part is done. But that's just the bigger of the two pieces at this point. Thank goodness. Because she sold that in 2021. Of course, her marriage was over to that Russian guy. The one that he doesn't like, Yuri Scheffler.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for what it's worth, I really enjoyed. I've had that rosé a couple times.
Oh, you have?
If I may compliment the rosé.
Chateau Miraval.
Yeah, there you go.
You can get that at your local hooch hut.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Uh-huh.
And it's a beautiful bottle, which I always appreciate. It's a unique bottle. You can't miss it on a store shelf.
Oh, yeah. Well, she sold her part of it for $64 million.
Is that all?
And Brad learned about it in a press release.
Well, as one does, as happens in a divorce, in a nasty divorce.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, I suppose the confusion with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt a lot of times comes from the fact that back in 2019, the judge ruled them legally single while they were still in the process of this divorce. So there was a bifurcated judgment is what they call that. So, like, they're single, but then they're not, and then they're, like, fighting, and then there's, you know, rosé involved.
And then the rosé, and the children.
And the children.
You know, definitely one of them have aged out now.
Oh, three of them. So, Maddox, Pax, and Zahara.
Yeah.
And Shiloh turns 18 in a couple of months.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, Shiloh.
The other three, right.
Mm-hmm. Shiloh's dancing on TikTok. Shiloh's like, you know, doing her thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and the twins are 15, so.
Mm-hmm.
God, time just keeps going. Marches on. And to quote Steel Magnolias, it also marches right across your face. That's right.
Yeah.
Sure does.
Good thing that there are places that will take care of that for you.
That's right. Like Skin Rejuvenation Clinic here in Edina. That's
Yay!
Right. Longtime partner of My Talk 107.1. Okay, other than that, gotta tell you.
What else is going on?
Today, well, last night, if your internet didn't work, don't blame Verizon. Don't blame AT&T. Don't blame Elon Musk's satellites. Blame Taylor Swift, because everybody was streaming last night because Taylor Swift's concert movie debuted on Disney Plus last night. Lex, did you watch?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Shoot.
Taylor's version. Like six new songs or something, right? I don't know.
Yeah, that thing's like 36 hours long. It's okay.
It is. It's like the Winds of War.
Yeah, there wasn't enough time last night.
It's like the Thornbirds.
Oh.
Without Richard Chamberlain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
But I'm only bringing this up just because, it's a pop culture thing. There's not much of a story other than the headline. But I'm bringing it up because this is what cracked me up. Executive producer Jeff showed me this morning. Y'all have to go, if you have Disney Plus, go to Disney Plus. They changed their whole menu and all of their movies, the subcategories are named after Taylor Swift songs.
Mm. Really?
So it's Disney Plus Taylor's version?
Basically, Holly. Mm-hmm. Disney Plus Taylor's version. So you know how there's the main categories of Star Wars, National Geographic, Hulu.
And, oh, I you know, see it.
See, and then there's the subcategories, and they're all winks and nods to Taylor Swift.
They have Fearless, Speak Now. Red is all movies with Red.
Well, that's cute.
And the poster, 1989.
All movies from 1989.
Yep.
Okay, so, wow. Well, their marketing, they paid a lot of money to do this, so might as well.
Yep. So, I wonder. So
I'm going to watch, yeah.
I can't wait to hear the quarterly report or even the monthly report. I wonder how many subscribers Disney gained this month just because of this.
Oh, yeah. Dip in for the month.
I really want to know what the numbers are like, because if very few stars anymore can move a needle, whether that, you know, they appear in a late night show or they make an appear, very few stars can even open a movie. Taylor can move various needles.
Well, they reportedly paid $75 million for the rights for Taylor Swift to move their needle. So yeah. I hope it worked.
Hope it works for them.
Wow.
Hope it's done good for my buddy Bob Iger. So, and Mickey Mouse. Mickey's probably having a really good day today.
Oh, boy.
Or Donald. Donald, how you doing? That's Donald.
That's good, right?
Taylor Swift is great.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is great, but Donald's a little mad that his internet wasn't working, aren't you?
When we come back, hey, speaking of the Mouse House, really surprising news coming from the Star Wars division of the Mouse House. I'll have that for you. And if you're looking to hook up with Michael B. Jordan, this might be the time. Alexis will tell you why.
Hey, everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Here's a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
Only good family news has passed along. Like, if your great-grandfather was Abraham Lincoln, you'd already know that. But if your great-grandfather was the town drunk, your grandpa's likely to go, I don't remember. I do know I have some Irish ancestry, but apparently the Irish didn't keep great records because, well, draw your own conclusion. Some tells me they weren't busy sunbathing. I'm Irish, but I have blonde hair. Supposedly the only reason the Irish have blonde or red hair is because the Vikings invaded, pillaged, and probably other stuff. Those Vikings, the Scandinavians, I don't know if you've been to Sweden, it's like a whole country of Scarlett Johansson's. If I was in Ireland at that time, I would have been, oh no, some Viking lady's coming to pillage me. I guess I'll hide on this bed covered in rose petals. Hopefully she can help me put together that table.
This has been a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
Jim McGaffigan making us laugh this morning. And speaking of the Irish, it is our tradition. We have a couple here on the show, several. One of them is obviously our sad song of Palooza for Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day. The tradition is Lex paints, spray paints her wreath from Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we also play our favorite local news story ever from about 13 years ago from the NBC affiliate in Mobile, Alabama. Where's the leprechaun in the tree? And we'll do that at the top of the third hour. And we will discover where the gold's at. Where I want the gold.
And the artist rendering and
the artist rendering.
The flute.
Yeah.
Where to go at?
Yep. I should have worn. Oh my God. I should have. It doesn't matter. No one can see me and I wouldn't wear it on the TV show, but maybe I'll wear it on Monday or I'll wear it on Sunday. I bought a t-shirt last year with the artist rendering. I have a green t-shirt with the artist rendering on it. Yeah. And I should have worn that today, but I mean, we barely get out of bed. So
yeah, no kidding.
I barely remember
to put clothes on.
Yeah.
Oof.
So, well, this was surprising news. My algorithm, obviously, because I'm a big fan, my algorithm feeds me a lot of Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm looking through, I'm watching The Gentleman and then, looking on the interwebs for crap for the show. And I see this headline and I went, what? I thought, did I die or did I go back in time? Because it said, I really did think for a second, am I going nuts or is my phone messed up? Because it said Patty Jenkins.
Yeah.
Working on draft for Star Wars movie. And I went, no, wait a minute. Now, if you're lost, my talkers, Patty Jenkins is the incredible director who did Wonder Woman. Now, she also did Wonder Woman, too, but we're not going to hold that against her.
Oh, yeah.
We still love Patty, but my goodness. Anyway, but Patty, I say this a lot, but it's because people don't give her enough credit for it. Hollywood tried for literal decades to bring Wonder Woman, the character, to the big screen or even back to the small screen. And nobody could crack that nut to make a character wearing red, white, and blue granny panties and flying around in an invisible jet. No one could make that character palatable to modern audiences without being, being laughable.
Yeah.
Patty Jenkins cracked that nut with Wonder Woman. She deserves a lot of credit, and she knows how to do these big movies anyway.
Well, we also know Wonder Woman 3 is not happening.
Yeah.
No, DC's not interested.
Mm-mm. No. Well, anyway, Patty's good.
Patty's great. She is. Yes.
And about four or five years ago, Lucasfilm was like, hey, Patty, you want to come make a Star Wars movie? And she's like, yeah. So she started working on this movie called Rogue Squadron about, a rogue squadron of X-Wing fighters. And I believe led by women, like they were a women-led squadron. And I guess because she wanted to work on Wonder Woman 3, the schedules did not work out and she left the project. Well, now, as you just heard Holly say, Wonder Woman 3 ain't happening.
I'm back.
So her phone rang and it was Kathleen Kennedy. She's like, hey, girl, you want to come back? So she came back and now it's back on, like not back on officially, but she's at least writing a draft, which is good news that it could be in the pipeline. Now, look, we're not going to get it for many years, but I personally, as a Star Wars fan, I like her in this toy box.
Yeah, see what she does. Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's great that she has a fallback project. I'm sure that there was a lot of time and attention going into Wonder Woman 3. So to be able to pivot and get back on this, I hope that some of the same people that she was working with, if it was successful, have come back with her and, working on it. So, excited to see what she does.
Yeah. It was supposed to come out in 2023, and I'm looking at the calendar. that did not happen.
No. We haven't had a Star Wars movie since when?
19.
Yeah. It's been a half a decade.
Mm-hmm. A long time.
But they're working on a few right now.
Yeah, they're working on The Mandalorian. The next one that we're going to get is The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Yes.
And then the next one after that likely will be a continuation of Rey Skywalker, of Rey.
Yes.
Where Rey rebuilds the Jedi Order, and it takes place 15 years after the rise of Skywalker, which, as Holly just mentioned, it was our last movie in 2019, which was the end, well, I guess the alleged end, of the Skywalker saga. My question with that one is, are they going to call it Episode 10? What are they going to do that? Ooh. I mean, because now she is a Skywalker. She named herself that.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, old lady in the sand. My name's Rey Skywalker.
Right. I do what I want.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, old woman, have with a weird looking camel on a leash. My name is Rey Skywalker. And if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm referencing right there. Yeah.
I hope that they would just move on. From,
and start all over?
Start all over, but it's like, it's just, this is a separate story. Yep. I mean, we know that they're connected, but it's not episode 10.
Yep. I'm with you, Holly. But, they've done dumb things before. So,
like, make my episode 9.
Yeah, I know. I loved it initially, but the more I don't hate it, but the longer I get away from it, the more I see its flaws. I know. I wanted to love it so much because I love JJ. I do. I like JJ Abrams, and I thought he could land the plane, but wow, did they overcorrect? And no, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want to nerd out, but Lex,
we love Kylo Ren though.
I know I do. I like Adam, but yeah. Lex, if I'm looking to hook up with Michael B. Jordan, what do we do?
Well, now's a good time because, guys, he's lonely.
Oh, yeah. Does he need a body pillow?
He does.
In the shape of my body?
He's struggling right now.
He's struggling?
Yeah, and he's going back and forth about wanting a relationship. He was on a podcast. It's called On Purpose with Jay Shetty. Okay. Great podcast, by the way. And he says that the worst part is that feeling like no one will really understand him and his life, because, you know, he's brought a few people into it. Most famously recently is Lori Harvey, Steve Harvey's stepdaughter. They dated for a year and a half. They were engaged even, and that broke up. And he says, look, bringing someone into my world, it's not easy. It's not as simple as I love you, you love me. And he's saying he really needs someone to help juggle everything. And also he wants to start a family. He's 37 years old. And he says, you know, I'm a multitasker, but at the same time, there's a lot of loneliness that I have. The responsibility that you have is isolating, and the weight is isolating. So he's thinking that, is there someone out there who will understand, who will fall into space that he needs so he's not alone or feeling alone?
Hi, Michael.
He's listening. Holly. Absolutely.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Holly and I are really good organizers, and we can help you organize our life. Holly, I hope you don't mind I added you to this.
Oh, I just want to be his body pillow. I don't want to organize his life. I'm not doing any of that unpaid labor.
Right. Okay. Michael, I'll organize your life.
Okay.
Holly will be your body pillow.
Yeah, yeah. Even just like, you know, we can share body pillow custody, Jason. Perfect. You know, every other Tuesday, this fun.
Perfect. If you want to,
and
apply,
I'll get status updates from you guys.
Yeah, seriously, go ahead and slide into his DMs if you want to apply for that job.
There you go.
We're gonna kick off the second hour. I'm just gonna read it just like it's written. Influencer ick in Bora Bora.
Ooh,
that is not a new show on Hulu. That is actually a story. Plus, Boob Tube Bonanza. We'll play a little game. That's a throwback for our show and much more. Stay with.